Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Anton Savage Show. On News Talk.
I think we have fished Brian Nolan back out of the Liffey. This is Brian Nolan, who has done 30 Liffey swims himself and who I assume is going to be doing his 31st today. Brian, did we get you back?
How are you, Anton? How are things?
I'm very good. What I was asking you before we lost the line was, what has caused you to do this 30 times?
I suppose it's the love of it. It's what we grew up. My granddad did it, my dad, my uncle, my sisters, they all did it. So it's just part of it. It's family tradition.
And are you doing it today?
I won't be doing it today. We're organising. Robbie's up at the start and I'm at the finish. We're actually setting up marquees and sweeping the footpaths as we speak.
So you have been elevated to management, in other words.
Elevated to management. I love it.
So for those unfamiliar, the swim goes from where? Is it Island Bridge that you start off? Where do you go from and to?
Rory O'More Bridge up at Guinness's. And it goes under 11 bridges and it finishes at the Customs House Quay in just opposite Customs House. We have it's all fenced off now. And I say the toilets here, the marquees are up and the food for everybody is just being unloaded as I'm looking at it here.
And presumably you need a fair degree of tide because it gets shallow around Capel Street if you don't have full tide or at least medium tide.
Very good question. We run it about a half an hour before full tide. So, I mean, it's kind of against the water coming down and the tide coming in. It should be flat. So the ladies go at 11:45 and the men go at 1:00.
And how many in total will be doing it?
There's 406 today.
Wow.
That's men and women, 406. It's a great turnout.
Is it crowded to swim it with that many people? Because it's a relatively narrow space, particularly parts of the Liffey can be quite narrow. Putting 400 people in it, I imagine you're very aware of them.
Well, it's over two races. There's about 170 ladies and 230 men. And standing beside me is the honorary handicapper, Mr. Owen Boyle. And that's his job to work out that problem. So what happens is, it's a handicap race. The slower going first and the fastest going last. So the group of 10 or 12 will go. Every 30 seconds, minutes, up 2, 3, 4, with the fast going in 24 minutes after the last. So you have the really, really elite swimmers chasing down the leisurely swimmers, we'll put it that way.
And total race distance is what, 2,200 metres, is 2.2 kilometres,
yeah.
Is that right?
2.2 kilometres, yeah.
Our fastest will do it how quickly?
Fastest should do it in about 30, 31 minutes, and the slowest should be about an hour and 5.
30 minutes for 2.2 kilometres in the water is very impressive.
It's very, very impressive. And these guys are good. These guys from Erlingus, they're the up-and-comings. I mean, we had a big, big race last week. And out of the top 10, 9 of them were under 23 years of age. They're fantastic swimmers. They really, really are good.
What about hygiene? Because if this is the 104th swim, there have been periods in that 104 years where getting into the Liffey was taking your life in your hands. What's it like now?
It's actually far better than it was. I know during the 80s, we actually ran the Liffey swim up in the Upper Liffey, and in fact, once or twice, it was ran out in the Bull Wall up as far as on the North Bull Island up as far as Clontarf Bass. The pollution was that bad in the 80s. But no, it is getting better. And thankfully, this week, we had very little rain, so there's very little spillage into the river.
Of course, because what rain means is that everything that is on the streets get washed down through the storm drains and then flows into the river and gives you more dirt than you would otherwise have.
Well, it's the old sewer system would be that the old sewer system was just dumped into the river, but that's been looked after by Dublin City Council and Irish Water. So, for this time 10 years, you'll be bathing in it every week.
What about people who want to go have a look at it, Brian? Is it easy to access? Can you just walk down the quays?
You just walk down the quays at most of the bridges. As it gets towards the finish, the crowd will gather and we'll have marshes at each bridge making people cross the road safely and things like that. But yeah, there will be a fan. There'll be thousands in here watching this.
And I'm just trying to check what sort of weather forecast you have. Just looking at Met Aaron here now. You don't have much in the way of sun, but it's not bad. 15 degrees, not too windy, mildly overcast. Not a bad day for it.
As long as it's not raining the mulligans, that's the saying that we say. There's only going to be two winners, one lady, one man, and there'll be 404 people over there smiling all the way over as far as mulligans.
Well, I hope everybody involved has a very good and a very safe race, and I hope you enjoy your managerial position overseeing all of it, Brian.
Thank you very much. And listen, a big cheer. And I'll text in to your program who's the winners and who's going to lift the famous trophy.
You're a gent and a scholar. We look forward to it. And if I'm gone, we'll pass on the information to Bobby and put pressure on him to announce it. Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian Nolan there talking about the 104th Liffey Swim, which is kicking off this morning. A ladies race 11:45, men's race 1 p.m. And then, as you heard, everybody heading for some way to warm themselves back up after it.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.